Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Rising 365. If this is your first time, this podcast is committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. Because it's such a struggle for so many people, myself included. That's why Rising 365 has been created and why we record these episodes to help others get up out of bed and meet the new day. All right. So this is episode 19 and it's called No Small Roles. We're continuing the theme from last week because Sunday was the last day of the musical I was in here in Kearney, Nebraska with Crane River Theater. And we did a production of Beauty and the Beast and it was incredible. Last week we talked about the important role that the director has when producing live theater, live performing arts on stage in front of a live audience, and how important it is as actors. I'm an actor and singer when we do shows here with Crane River, who trust in the vision of the director. The person who has the big picture of what the heart of the story is and what the truth that we want to convey in presenting whatever piece of live art is being presented for the audience, and how as an actor we have to trust in that and we have to be willing to take direction in order to produce the most authentic and inspiring piece of art that we can. And to be honest, what we were able to do with the direction of Steve Barth, the director of Beauty and the Beast, and the director, actually director, operator, the founder of Crane River Theater here in Kearney, what he was able to do and inspire and lead us actors to do, just produced an incredible piece of art, piece of theater. And it was the most indoor attended piece of theater that Crane River has ever done. Each night we had over 800 people in attendance. I think our closing matinee on Sunday was over 950 people. It was just incredible to see the reception at the end when we had curtain call and people were bowing, how they received our performance. The story of Beauty and the Beast is well known. It's been around for a long time in Disney, so people know the story. And you ask yourself, why do you go see something you've already seen? Because it's different in live theater. The talent that the actors bring in the set and the costumes and the way people portray different characters. Yes, there are nuances to a character that needs to be maintained. And that's what the director is there to do. But as an actor, we get to do something different. And I'm so honored to be a part of what we did last week. But as we wrapped up on Sunday, like the title entails, there's no small role when it comes to performing. And looking back and seeing the amount of people who don't get to be in the spotlight and take a curtain call, with people, they're called the crew. Now, the crew are everyone else who aren't on the stage, from the director, the stage manager, who the stage manager, her responsibility or their responsibility is to wrangle all the actors and work with the set designers and the light designers and the costume designers and the facility and the audience and the people who move the set on and off. And those vital individuals, the members of the crew, are the probably, as a performer, looking back at all the shows I've done, they are the most pivotal part of the live production when it comes to theater. Because they're the ones who, they're there before the actors get there. They're setting up the stage and they're getting everything in their proper place. They're building sets and designing lights and designing costumes and making sure things are clean. So they're there before we get there. They're a part of every transition and anything, any detail from every scene they make happen. They change the set. So when the light go out and we're going from one scene to the next scene, they're the ones moving sets on and off, freeing up the actors to do what they need to do. They're helping actors change costumes. They stay after rehearsals and after shows to clean up and put everything back where it's supposed to be. They repair broken sets and broken prop pieces and fix costumes that actors break. They're troubleshooting on and off. I know a number of nights during the production, not during the production, but during the rehearsals, especially when we moved into the theater that we used, those crew members stayed until the sun came up, until early or late mornings to make sure things were fixed and the set was being built and painting and all this stuff. The crew member is so important. Sadly, not too many people want to be a part of the crew. And the reason is it's 2024. We all want to be in the spotlight. We want to take the bows and have people applaud for us. It takes a humble person to be a part of the crew, to do the extra things and the dirty work. You know, even there, what they wear, they don't get the nice, beautiful costumes. They're wearing all black during the production, during shows, because when they're moving things on and off stage, they don't want to be seen. Or so even what they wear is humble. The characteristic of the crew member is so important. And what I took away from this, and what we can take away from this if you're listening, is don't worry about being in the spotlight. So many people give up in the day because the role that they're playing isn't big enough for them. They want to be in the spotlight. They're not getting the applause and the accolades and the pat on the back and the attaboys. So they don't think it's worth rising for the day they are given. That's why I'm encouraging you to understand that there are no small roles in life. Wherever your job has you, you may not be the manager or the shift team lead or whatever it is, your job needs you. You've signed on the dotted line and they're expecting something out of you. Can they replace you in a heartbeat if you decide not to come in and you quit? Yeah, they can replace you. But when you sign up and say, hey, I'm going to be a part of this organization or whatever, they're counting on you. Somebody is counting on you. Your role is not too small. And your family is counting on you. Community is counting on you. No matter the position you find yourself in, the role you find yourself playing. So what? You're not the lead role, or you're not the ensemble. You're not on the stage. Allow the humility and the passion and the desire of the crew member and that person to inspire you. And you can say to yourself, you know what? Even though people don't even know I'm here sometimes, I can still make a difference. I can open a door for a stranger. I can help carry a burden for somebody. I can just give a warm smile to a stranger and brighten their day. Little things of kindness can make the biggest difference in the community. in your family's lives. So, remember, there are no small roles in life. Everybody is needed. We just have to have the humility to play whatever role that is needed in that day. Some days, you may be the lead actor. And some days, you may be the person just opening and closing the curtain, part of the crew. But you're still vital and you're still needed. There are no small roles in life. And I hope that helps you to see that wherever you find yourself, whatever day presents to you, you have a purpose in it. You have a role to play, and there's no small roles, and you're needed. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. Next time, see ya.